Okay, this is sign two. Let's see, I had a letter from Faith, just a short note. Everything seems to be going well. And I had mentioned to them if there's anything I could buy for them, I'd be only too happy to. Faith said that little Bonnie was very taken on with her Japanese oriental robe that I bought her last time I was home. And could I possibly pick one up for her, or a dress or something? I'll see if I can see something in Bangkok. Plus slippers, silk slippers. I'm not sure what silk slippers are, but I'll take a look when I'm in Bangkok. And the boys would like little transistor radios. It's too bad. You know, I almost bought a couple of radios for them a few weeks back. They had a big sale on radios. And see, everything is on a ration card, Duchess, the PX items, anything of value. Like I've already had a radio or two taken off. I don't even know if I have any holes left to buy a radio, but I can get them out of the PaySex catalog. But they had a lot of them a few weeks back. They don't have them anymore on sale. They have some small ones, and that's what I think she wants. And that shouldn't be a problem. And so, other than that, oh, I should write Faith and my brother because I think I mentioned to you I got a suitcase. It's a traveling bag, Duchess. I think it's heavy plastic, very lovely shade of blue-green, and I've used it several times. It's not too big, you know. It's just an overnight thing. It's zippers all around it. Anyway, I never wrote and even said I got it, much less thank them for it. So I really should sit down and write a little note to my brother and his family. She said my brother was gaining back some of the weight he had lost and looks very well. Speaking of gaining weight, boy, yours truly has put on weight. I have, I was amazed. The last time I was down at Yusufi, I got on the scale and I was about 138, 139 pounds. I haven't weighed that, Duchess, in years. And I was positive that Betty's scale was wrong. But then when my clothes were feeling a bit tight, I just thought, maybe I'm gaining a few pounds. Well, I don't have a scale here. I think I've come down a couple, but I really had put on, you know, up until last year, I guess, I was about 130, and most of the year I've been 134, 135, but then going up again a few more pounds, I really had put on weight. But of course, I think my activities have quieted down since last October, really, since Tom went home. And that suits me fine. Here at Natrang, there's virtually no social life. Part of it's my own fault. I just really can't be bothered unless I found somebody extremely interesting. I just can't sit down at the bar. They have one lounge area. It's the place where they show the movies, and it's a bar, you know, and you could sit there night after night and yak about the same things to the same men down there, but I get very tired of that, so I don't. I like to go and see the movies, but then I come right back to my room, and then many nights I don't even go and see the movie, just on occasion. And so I spend a great deal of time in my room by myself, and at Longbin, of course, with Vera and Betty there, was always some kind of party going on, you know, something happening all the time. And I get tired of that. I really do. I don't know how I manage to spend my time because I do very little. I come back after work and I read sometimes my Cosmopolitan or that's a very risque magazine nowadays. And then, of course, Time and Life or something. So anyway, and I go to bed early, sometimes 10 o'clock. I go through spells, you know, there's different periods of time. There, when I was at Longbin, there were weeks I didn't go to bed before midnight or 1 o'clock, which There's no big thing, although I get up early. You know, I get up a little 6 o'clock or 6:15. And so here I've been going to bed much earlier, and I don't do anything physical. The flying, the traveling wears me out, Duchess. Even the trip to Pleiku. This is tiring. But other than that, I don't do anything, you know. So consequently, you put the weight on. It's a desk job, other than the traveling. So I gotta watch that. Oops, there goes my lizards. These damn lizards are gonna make a wreck out of me. I kept the air conditioner a little bit higher the last 2 days, and I don't see as many of them. But I bet there are 3 on the wall now in the bathroom. So one, it's in my closet. He's crawling around with my clothes, and now he went into a crack in the ceiling in the closet. And there's another one up on the light. I'm telling you, lizards all over the place. Not supposed to kill them. I mean, everybody says they're good. Well, I'm not against them, but they make you jumpy because you'll be sitting and this thing goes skittering across the ceiling, you know. And you catch it in the corner of your eye. Anyway, they're funny to watch, some of them. I clap my hands and they jump. Oh, mercy. I go in the shower and I wash them down with water. Anyway, so I'm trying to lose a couple of pounds. I think I've lost, maybe 2, Duchess, or 3. Oh, I come back real fat. Anyway, for me, it's a lot because the few years I've been overseas, I haven't really had a weight problem. Except the last, this is what happens, you know, when, oops, there goes that silly lizard. Just running across the wall, Duchess. There you go, chung, chung, chung. You know, they sit for hours. They don't move. You can have the whole history of lizards. They can sit in one position maybe all night long. Never move. Other times, they go running around. They're supposed to eat mosquitoes. Well, it's true. I haven't seen many mosquitoes, but I don't know that they land on the wall all the time. And these little fellows are all up on the wall high. So, I took a couple of pictures today. I went up on the roof, and if you didn't know I was in Vietnam, Duchess, you would think I was all maybe on the Mediterranean or in South America or in the Bahamas. Gorgeous, gorgeous beach areas. The view is blocked from my roof because I'm in the back building. We have 2 buildings here. This back one is called the Annex, and so I don't get the excellent shots of the beach, but just unbelievable. It looks like anything but Vietnam. But the whole coast of Vietnam is like this. As you fly in a chopper, which I have done many times, of course, every other kind of aircraft, but in a chopper, very often you fly 6 or 8 feet above the water or the sand, and it's just gorgeous, just beautiful. And so you can see why I'm gaining weight. I'm just sitting in the sun, and I think I'm getting ready to come home because I'm getting tired of the lizards, for one thing. And I can't say I'm bored, Duchess, but it's getting to be routine, kind of like, even though I have an area now, you know, now I'm an area director. Well, you can't go any higher than that. Not here. There's only one person higher, and that's Jane Matthews, who still has not come back to Vietnam. She's due back sometime in March, I think. Charmaine is due back sometime in the next week. She'll be back for another year. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm still planning to come home this summer. No definite dates. A lot would depend if I hear anything on a job. I haven't even checked on anything more, Duchess, because I really would like to have some time home. I have a terrible fear of coming home and going right to work. I would like a few weeks off. But no later probably than August. My passport runs out in September. I'd have to get a new one. I mean, that's no big deal, but that's a good excuse. Anyway, sometime between June, July, August. No later than August, I don't think. Unless the whole new picture changes. What else? I went to dinner the other night down the street, which is not too hot a place. It's called the Nautique. And they have, you know, it's for GIs, more or less, Duchess. It's very noisy. Marie was in the bar the other night, and a couple of majors asked us to go to dinner. I really didn't care to go, but we went. And they had, they have excellent lobsters and shrimp and that kind of thing. So that was the second time I've been on the local economy to eat. Got a stain on my dress. I'll have to take it to Longbin to the dry cleaners. I don't know of any around here. And what else? I still have all of Donna's stuff here. My room looks pretty junky, to say the least. But I have all Donna's boxes and stuff sitting here. As soon as she writes me and tells me what to do with this stuff, I'll get rid of it. I only had that one letter from her, and at that time she didn't tell me to send it. So I'd like to send all her whole baggage to her. That's another job and a half. Oh, my teapot went out of order. I haven't had a cup of tea in 4 days or 5 days or whatever. I guess it's just finished, Duchess. It's really a coffee pot, you know, plug-in type. And the heat doesn't go to the pot anymore. Here comes this damn lizard. He's crawling down the wall. He's going into my bathroom. Get out of there. Here he goes, into the bathroom. They just crawl back and forth. So, anyway, I bought this, there's no pots around. I can't find a tiny little pot. I have a hot stove now. I don't even know if it works. It was Donna's, and she gave it to me. So I have this pot, this can, like a big can that you would have anything in, you know, sugar or something. It's an army can, and I was going to put water in it and see if I could heat it up. Maybe I'll do that and see if I can make myself a hot cup of tea, right? Right. I'm just too lazy to go down and have supper. It means I have to walk about 50 feet, which doesn't bother me, but I hate to get dressed. That's what really bothers me. I'm sitting with my big sweatshirt on. I don't know what I'd do without sweatshirts. Anyway, Duchess, take care of yourself. Have a real happy birthday. Sorry the tape's not too newsy, just kind of SOP. I hope I get to make another one to you before I go to Bangkok. Now, if I don't, you know that I'll be leaving here the 9th to go to UCV, and then the next day go to Bangkok, and I'll be gone for a whole week. So if I don't get to make a tape, I will at least write a little note. But I did want to wish you a happy birthday. Tell everyone I'm well, take care, and I'll talk to you and tell you all about the trip when I get back. And, whoops, running out.